It's time for a Castle Valley FYI here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in the studio today, we have Sergeant Kelly Maines with the Price City Police Department. First off, Sergeant Maines, it's great to get you in today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Definitely. Now, you're joining us to talk a little bit about the DARE program. First off, you're a certified DARE officer. You're in the schools. You teach at Pinnacle and Creekview. Actually, you oversee the DARE program.
I do. I oversee it for the Price City Police Department. We're responsible for all the schools in the Price City area, through Creekview, Mount Harmon, Pinnacle Canyon, and Castle Heights Elementary.
So a wide variety of schools.
It is. We have several officers that are certified teaching in the schools and that are spending a lot of time in the schools.
Now, I actually get to talk to Sergeant Maines from time to time, and I know this is something that you really look forward to doing. I mean, you really enjoy teaching the DARE program, getting into the schools, and teaching the kids about the dangers of drugs.
I do. I really enjoy this program. It is an awesome program. It's a lot of fun. When we first get it started, it's a little tedious getting it set up and getting everything in place, but getting into the schools and being able to talk to the kids on a more relaxed and more comfortable level, to where they get to have an interaction with law enforcement on a more positive note, it helps out immensely. And I've been teaching DARE for going on 13 years now, and every year it seems to add a new challenge or a new opportunity for us, and it's a lot of fun to do.
You know, you were just talking about having the kids interact with law enforcement on a positive note, which, especially in today's day and age with social media, I think that's such a huge positive for both parties. I mean, again, you being the sergeant and the kids having an opportunity to talk to you about, I guess giving you the opportunity to show the kids that you do care.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. We do go over a lot of things. DARE's a 10-week program. I say 10 weeks, but it usually doesn't. It takes a little longer than that most of the time. But we spend a lot of time talking about a lot of different things. Obviously, we talk about the dangers of drugs, but we also go over a lot of things, mainly teaching kids how to help make some healthy and wise decisions and to hopefully have a positive impact on their lives, so that when they get past this program, they're more confident in their abilities to make good choices, especially when it comes to drug and alcohol abuse.
Now, again, we mentioned that you'll teach it at Pinnacle and Creekview, but you also have several other officers who teach at other schools.
We do. Currently, we have Detective Nicholas Bates that's covering Castle Heights Elementary. Detective David Wilkinson covers Mount Harmon. And we have Detective Brian Judd, who is our school resource officer, who is assigned to the Carbon School District, who's actually stationed at Mount Harmon, where his office is, but he tends to move around quite a bit.
And I'm sure, just like you, the rest of the guys, they really enjoy the DARE program.
They do. It's a different tone of what we normally have to do, and it's nice to be able to get into the classrooms and be able to talk to the kids and get some information out. It's also nice because the kids have the opportunity to, here's a cop standing in front of them. They get to ask any question they want in regards to what law enforcement does or anything about the officer, and you would be surprised at the type of questions we get asked.
I could not imagine. What's been the best question you've been asked?
Well, some of the ones that tend to come up from time to time that you wouldn't expect. I've been asked more than once things like what I had for breakfast, because you would be amazed, especially with younger kids. They see an officer in uniform and they don't realize that that officer is actually just a person. That, yep, we actually do eat breakfast, and mm-hmm. we actually do a lot of things that normal people do. And we, I've been asked what size shoes I wear, things like that. I've been asked a lot of the serious questions. If we've ever arrested people for certain types of drugs, sometimes it's uncomfortable, because as I've been doing this long enough that as I look out into the classrooms and talk to kids, I realize that there are children in these classes that I have unfortunately had to deal with their parents on different levels. And it's nice to be able to interact on that level so that they understand that we're here to help. The last thing that we want as officers is kids to be afraid of us. We don't want kids to run away from us when they're scared. We want them to run to us. And this helps immensely with that.
Again, we have Sergeant Kelly Maines from the Price City Police Department in with us right now talking about the DARE program, Drug Abuse Resistance Education. You've been doing this for how long?
13 years.
13 years you've been doing DARE. Okay, that's fantastic. What are some of the things that go into it as you guys prepare for a school year? I know we're already at at the end of October, early November, so it's not as if the school year is brand new anymore, but it's still fairly new considering that there's, 6 months left in the school year?
Yeah. A lot of times the prep that we have going into it deals a lot with us working with the teachers to get the right time frame set up so that we're not causing any problems for their curriculum going on or any of their testing or anything like that. At times, I think the teachers welcome it because we're there for about, the class takes about an hour. So the teachers get a little bit of a break while we're there. But it also puts us in the schools. When we show up to teach DARE, we park our cars out front. We're interacting with the students, not just in the classes that we're in. And so we're in there walking through the schools, making sure everything's okay. And it's funny as a DARE officer, because once you start teaching at the schools, you tend to kind of take that school on as your own. So it becomes a little bit more personal dealing with that school and those students. And as time goes on, you start running into prior DARE students from, years ago. It's my adult son running into some of his friends that still refer to me as Sergeant Kelly, and he gets mad at him for it. But, running into these kids that are now adults and seeing how they've done well, it just means a lot, and it shows how well this program can work when everybody works together with it.
I'm really thankful that you took the time to come in today and talk a little bit about the DARE program. We need to make this more of a reoccurring thing, not just once every 10 years.
I think so. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been in.
No, it hasn't been quite 10 years, but it's been fun to sit and talk to you a little bit about the DARE program. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't. Just thanks for giving me the chance to come in and hope to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that's Sergeant Kelly Maines with the Price City Police Department giving us a Castle Country FYI talking about the DARE program.